Dobar dan, prijatelji. Did you know that there is a way to support the Let's Learn Croatian podcast and YouTube channel and get extra content? Tony D, how can they find it and gain access?
It's super easy. There's a couple of ways. If they go to our website, www.letslearncroatian.com, they will see a Buy the LLC a Coffee button at the bottom of each page. They can also find it in our link tree from the LLC Pod Instagram page, and it's also linked in the show notes of each of our YouTube video lessons. Once they get there, they can choose to buy us as many coffees as they want, or they can opt in to become an LLC member.
Odlično, Tony D. Absolutely. For $5 a month, you can become a Kiki Riki member. As a member, you'll receive a shout-out on the pod thanking you for all to hear. And in the mail, we'll send you a handwritten letter from yours truly, thanking you supporting all things LLC, an official LLC member magnet, an LLC sticker, and automatic entry into each LLC raffle that we do for as long as you remember. And for $10 a month, you can become a Smokva member and get everything I just mentioned and so much more. DJ Mo, what kind of content do we have available?
Lots! With the Smokva membership, you unlock a quiz for almost every lesson we've made. We have over 90 lessons from our podcast, and our goal is to have a quiz for every one of them. There's also all the songs and lyrics, so you too can sing along with us and learn the Hrvatski language in a whole new way. We also have the audio from our dialogues and their written parts, so you can follow along with a few of our native-speaking friends of the pod, as well as the full Priče with Beppo audio and transcript. And lastly, our version of a Croatian phrase pocket guide to help jumpstart your language journey and have you start communicating sooner.
Puno hvala for taking time to listen to our podcast and watching our YouTube videos. We try to share as much Croatian language, culture, and travel content as we can. We hope you find our non-scholastic, conversational Croatian language approach helpful and are able to support our efforts. Puno hvala I čuvaj se.
You're listening to the Let's Learn Croatian podcast with Uncle Mike.
Dobro jutro, dobar dan I dobra večer, poštovani slušatelji, dobrodošli, ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Welcome everyone to episode 99. Yeah, we're gonna party like it's episode 99 today.
Yeah.
Hey guys, let me introduce the team here. We got gospodin Tony D, soap master, got me my new fix today, kako si ti, Tony D.
Yes, I'm stacked with soap.
Yeah, all soaped up and clean.
Yeah.
Finally started washing his clothes.
Finally, thank you.
Bravo. We got DJ Mo, the new connoisseur of Bialy bagels.
Those are phenomenal.
A new discovery
that,
today.
That was a great discovery. Good job.
For
good
all
job.
Of you out there who've known him before and never told us, shame on you. We are in love now. We are in love.
Who knew?
Yeah, bravo. Hey, guys, 99 is here.
Yeah.
Feeling it, right?
Ooh. Da, može.
Divisible by 9 and 11. What a magical number. Let's get the party started. Let's get the show rolling with some Pošta with Tony D.
You've got Pošta.
Hey, everybody. Tony D here with some Pošta and to get this party started.
Mm-hmm.
As you all know, we have plenty of avenues for everyone to write in and tell us where you're listening, how you're listening, and why you're listening, and some of the other things in between. Just mainly that you enjoy listening or the ones we ignore that say stop now. Mm-hmm. Stop doing this.
Usually the one-liners.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
We even episodes ago.
We really appreciate everybody writing in and at least just checking in and saying, hey, that you enjoy, appreciate those episodes that we do. It's mostly these two guys that put in all that hard work. And then I'm just here to mess everything up.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Thank you for agreeing with me. We have a few for you for today. As you know, we have our Instagram and our social media platforms, including emails and such, that you can send messages. We've got one from Sergio wrote in on Instagram. Sergio wrote, "Dobar dan. I'm Sergio from Spain, but living in Germany."
Oh, wow.
Ooh, curveball.
That's curveball. Cool curveball right there. I like that. And I'm learning Croatian because we're going there in summer.
Yeah.
And also because my mother-in-law is Croatian.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
Croatian mother-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sounds it's awesome.
That's a great reason to, yeah. to learn.
She may listen, so I'm going to agree.
Just in case.
Just in case.
She listens to this one episode.
I'm going to start at episode 99.
I have a feeling
yeah.
that I need to listen. I'm ready in episode 55. Mm-hmm. I changed listening from music to listening to your podcast when I'm training.
Mm-hmm.
So can imagine how I like it. So you can imagine how I like it. So, yeah. I mean, if you're training and listening to us, it's pretty cool. I wonder what you're training for.
Christian speaking.
Not like... training for fighting or something? I don't know. Jiu-jitsu?
Maybe he's trained to learn to do a backflip.
Oh. That's pretty hard. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Congratulations for it. I think you are already at, you know, episode 98. So this was a message from a bit ago, a whole episode ago. And I hope you guys keep doing it for a long time more. P.S. When you learned the months in episode 41, Uncle Mike asked Tony D., how does he pronounce February? I'm still laughing. Don't remember how I pronounced that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and take a listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sergio. Really appreciate you listening and writing in.
Puno hvala.
Yeah, puno hvala. Got one from Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Deep wrote in, thank you so much for learning Croatian. Please keep it up, bro.
Thank you.
I think he's talking to me about learning Croatian.
Good for you, Tony.
Terribly. I don't know. No, but thank you. Yeah, we're definitely going to keep trying to learn it and keep hoping Uncle Mike teaches it.
Well, I could suggest studying Croatian more than once a month is a good idea.
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Okay.
Got one actually on our YouTube's channel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where that's from. Yeah, YouTube's channel. Seasider pitch. I love you guys.
Aw,
thank you.
I'm learning Croatian, and your podcast is easy to hear and learn. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're Bravo. Welcome a lot.
Hey.
Seasider. Bravo. Hvala lijepo.
Thank you very much, everybody, for writing in. We really appreciate it. Keep on writing in those messages, and love to hear where you're at and how you're listening and why.
Yeah, say hi to all the Croatian mother-in-laws out there for us.
Hey.
Puno hvala, Tony D. As we move along, you have various ways to support our podcast. We've got merchandise, t-shirts, hats, beanies, shirts with... We got the Croatian girlfriend, the Croatian boyfriend.
We have the Croatian...
Boyfriend. Okay. Well, that's a big one there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. All of you out there that have done that, really, really awesome. That number is kind of skyrocketing. We're in like a couple millions now, Tony B? 2.6 million?
Pretty up there.
Excellent. Yeah, We're getting close to there. We're closer to that than we were last time. And then also, yeah, if you want to subscribe, give us a like. That helps us out a bunch. Also, we have the Buy Me a Coffee. You heard that in our opening segment. Become a Kikiriki member or a Smokva member and get extra content online, which helps support us monthly, and you get extra stuff for yourselves. So that's all out there. Q&A's, Preacher with Beppo, dialogues, theater, songs, all that really good stuff, important phrases. While we're on that topic, we got a lot of new signups.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Let's give all the shout outs here. We got Tracy S. became a Smokva member. Puno hvala, Tracy. She wrote, I'm so excited to find this amazing podcast. Visiting Croatia in September. Great time to visit after the tourist rush, right?
Perfect time.
And August is probably the hottest month, most painful hot month. September is going to be perfect. Puno hvala, Tracy S. We've got Silvana C., a physician from Brazil. Wow, guys.
Whoa.
She visited northern Croatia late 2022, went to the town Suhopolje, a town where her grandma was born.
Aww.
Went to chase down some family there. LLC is allowing her to have more content with the Croatian language. So puno hvala Silvana C. Ooh. For becoming a Smokva member. And we got some coffees coming our way.
Hey.
Sail with Ray. bought us another coffee. He's an Englishman who keeps his small boat down there in the Adriatic off the Croatian coast.
Nice.
All right. We got to hit up sail with Ray when we go down there next time.
And then Kevin from Kansas bought us three coffees, right? I would imagine each for one of us, maybe.
Maybe.
He's going to do his triple shot thing that he always does, and we never get anything.
All the sugar just packets. You guys get the sugar packets with water.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
He sent us some. He was in Croatia this summer, sent us a bunch of photos from Plitvice, from Split. He also took photos in Dubrovnik and took the haunted Dubrovnik tour with our old friend Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I looked it up. That's from episode 41.
Nice.
Yeah, right? A couple years ago that we did that. That was pandemic times.
Yeah, totally was. And Maria's amazing. We still recommend
and you,
her.
And you did it live,
I did it
right?
The last time I was there again. Yeah.
Well, did you know?
Phenomenal.
Haunted Dubrovnik. Puno hvala, Kevin. Sail with Ray, Silvana, and Tracy. So, guys, are you ready to move this thing along and learn some Croatian?
Može.
No. Remember, everyone, all the phrases and translations will be on our website, letslearncroatian.com. So a special episode today. It's late May, early June, depending on when you're listening. We're old now, and, well, I'll speak for myself. We're old now, and school is a long thing behind us. But for all those who have kids out there or remember those kid days, we're going to talk about the last day of school. Probably the second best day of the year next to your birthday or Christmas. For me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I would totally say that. Yeah. So let's do some last day of the school vocabulary. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the word for last is zadni.
Zadni.
Right? So we learned prvi, right? So that, like, you know, prva liga, you know, first in class.
Yeah.
Zadni is dead last, right?
Zadni.
I got a lot of experience with last, right? Last to get picked on team, right? Zadni.
Zadni.
Bravo, Tony. So let's do the last day of school. Last day of school is zadni dan škole.
Zadni dan škole.
Right? Zadni dan škole.
Zadni dan škole.
Right? So then if you're in school and you're going to be in your class, right? You have all your friends or your fellow students, maybe some of them you don't like that much. Maybe some are really good friends. There's a possibility you might not see them this summer. If you're not that close, everyone's going to go in their separate ways. But let's learn this last day. It's the word for class is razred.
Razred?
Razred.
Razred.
It's a tough one, Tony.
Yeah,
razred.
Razred.
Then let's flow it. Razred.
Razred.
Oh, very nice. So, like, it's the last day of class. It's the last day of school. Some kids are going to be getting their you were, Tony, were you the perfect attendance guy?
Yeah.
Perfect homework turning in guy?
Totally.
Okay. Showed up with candy every day guy? That was maybe me.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I did. I had my pocket tea on, and I always had candy in the pocket.
Ooh. What was your choice? M&M's? Skittles?
No. It was actually either like those cherry sours.
Oh.
That you bite the... Anyway, yeah.
The word for awards are nagrade.
Nagrade.
So you can win award for, you know, for sports or for film, you know, anything. But in school, they're also nagrade.
Nagrade.
Right. So a little bit formal way to say goodbye to your classmates. We got doviđenja prijatelji iz razreda.
Doviđenja prijatelji iz razreda.
Right. So you're walking out of school. You turn around. You say wave bye to the prijatelji and to your učitelj or učiteljica. And you're on and you're ready for summer. We know this word for summer is ljeto.
Ljeto.
Right? Summer. One of the funnest seasons of from being a kid, right? We're kind of flashing in the past here.
Yeah.
Now,
sad.
Let's say Alice Cooper's coming in on tour through Croatia. This is the perfect time for him. School's out for summer.
Yeah.
School's out forever. We've done that one. So we're going to do we're not going to say maybe not, it's not as in translate perfectly school's out. Because that's kind of a loose translation. We're going to say, škola je završila za ljeto.
Škola je završila za ljeto.
So let's do that word, završila.
Završila.
Right? Škola je završila.
Škola je završila.
Bravo. So that is past tense, right? So school has finished.
Škola je, yeah.
Right? So we did like the past tense conjugation, which is a bit a tricky grammar backflip you have to do. Mm-hmm. We're not going to use a lot of our time with it, but let's do that whole sentence one more time. Škola je završila za ljeto.
Škola je završila Zalieto.
One more time, Tony, and then make sure that it's ye, not you're saying ya. Let's do ye. Škola je završila za ljeto.
Škola je završila za ljeto.
Hey, super. Well done, Tony. And here we are. Ljeto is here. It's time for summer vacation. Summer vacation is ljetovanje.
Ljetovanje.
Right? The best part of the year. For all of us people who work, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a teacher or work at a school. Not so much.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it great to only have 2 weeks of ljetovanje throughout the year, maybe? Anyway, let's start from the beginning and review all of those. No resentment, not at all.
No.
The word for last is zadnji.
Zadnji.
Super. Last day of school is zadnji dan škole.
Zadnji dan škole.
Super, Tony, bravo. The word for class is razred.
Razred.
Mm-hmm. Awards are nagrade.
Nagrade.
Super. And goodbye, classmates. You're kind of saying, doviđenja prijatelji iz razreda.
Doviđenja prijatelji iz razreda.
Tony, well done. Bravo. Odlično. Summer, our favorite season for some. Ljeto.
Ljeto.
Bravo. School's out for summer or school is finished for summer. Škola je završila za ljeto.
Škola je završila za ljeto.
Divno, Tony. Well done. And summer vacation, ljetovanje.
Ljetovanje.
Bravo. Remember, everybody, all phrases, all translations on our website for each lesson, letslearncroatian.com. Our Super Slatko Report is brought to you by TD Soaps, handcrafted small batch bar soaps made with all natural minimal ingredients. Pick up yours today, like I did, the RX bar and the Avo soap. Thank you, Tony D. Blue Avo. Pick up yours today at tedsoaps.com. That's TEEDES, soaps.com, and get clean with TD Soaps.
It's time for the Super Slatko Report.
Hello, prijatelji. Thanks for sticking around. You know I always appreciate that. As all this talking has been going around regarding summer plans, it got me thinking about travel plans to Croatia. And as you know, we've already spoken extensively on travel plans to Croatia in past Super Slakos. So that got me thinking again, who else travels to Croatia that we haven't covered yet? And what came to mind was our animal friends. Maybe in a migratory sense? All right, well, in this Super Slatko Report, we'll be talking about our friends from the sea who have been seen along the Croatian coastlines in the last couple of summers. In this Super Slatko, I will be talking about the second largest whale known on Earth, second only to our mighty friend, the blue whale. Let's talk about the fin whale. According to our good buddies on Wikipedia, the fin whale, also known as the finback whale, or even the razorback whale, are able to grow up to 27.3 meters long, 89.6 feet, and weighing in at a maximum of 114 tons. It's a big boy. A whale needs to eat, and the fin whale is no different. These filter feeders are looking for the good stuff, krill mainly, but also fish and small squid. As I mentioned in the opening, these whales are visiting Croatia's coastlines for the past couple of years during the summer and the end of summer, so let's get to it. Back in 2020, researchers from the Croatian Museum of Natural History caught sight of a fin whale in the Velebit Channel, known characteristically by their long aerodynamic shapes and short pronounced dorsal fins. Researchers were also in awe of these majestic animals and their travels, so they took some skin samples that were captured and biopsied to better understand their migratorial journeys and feeding patterns. A similar encounter occurred just a few months ago and at the tail end of summer of 2022, we're off the coast of Otok Vis near the town of Komija. Another pod of fin whales were spotted. Pods of this type tend to number in the groups of 5 to 10. But back in the day, prior to fishing these animals too much in some cases, pods of these gentle giants would normally run up to 300 members. just giving you an idea of pretty much who else is visiting the summer, Croatia in the summer, these nice, beautiful whales that we see in the Adriatic. Lastly, I want to give you some parting words regarding these majestic beasts. Fin whales are on the endangered species list and are not in population number that is favorable to keep them going for the, before coming extinct. Prior to extensive whaling practices, the population of these animals were somewhere near 500,000. Now their number hovers between 50 and 90,000. So please, if you are able to support or give back in some shape or form that will help keep these whales around for generations to come and visiting the Croatian coastlines, please do so. Thanks again, and that's it for the Super Slocker Report.
DJ Mo, quickly, Asati.
Time for your Molly Mental.
In summer.
Yeah.
And also because my mother-in-law is Croatian.
There you go.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
Croatian mother-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sounds awesome. Remember, everybody, you can find us at letslearncroatian.com. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook page, LLC Pod. Instagram also is LLC Pod. Support us, make a donation on our supporters page, pick up some merchandise, beanies, hats, t-shirts. Subscribe to YouTube, smash the like button, follow us there, please subscribe, we'd love it, thank you, thank you, thank you. Buy us a coffee or become a member on our Buy Me a Coffee page. For all of you out there who've done that, puno, 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 hvala. All these links can be found on our website. Again, letslearncroatian.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us, tell us about your Croatian background, why you're learning the language, what your connections are, info@letslearncroatian.com. From the entire Let's Learn Croatian team, we have Tony D.
Doviđenja.
I DJ Mo.
Ja obožavam ljetovanja.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Doviđenja I laku noć.